Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to April 22nd, I almost said July, April 22nd version of Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. Shannon the Dude is with me on this chilly Louisville day. I got some frost out there on my grass. Hopefully it'll get away and start warming up again. But if you'd like to give us a call, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. I've been dying to go outside. You know, in the summertime, Shannon, I'll go sit and look ridiculous out there on the driveway as people that don't know me, neighbors that don't know me, walk around and just, I love the looks that they give me as I'm talking into headphones. But I haven't been able to do that this year so far.
Well, yeah, they walk by and go, there's that crazy guy that thinks he's thinks he's got a radio show in his driveway.
Exactly. Oh, and yet my boys know I do, and they still think there's that crazy dad again.
No, they still call you during the show. Like, why is he not answering the phone?
I know. That is true.
That's what I like. That's my favorite thing when your wife, which, by the way, speaking of wife, congratulations. I saw on Facebook
you got
married
up
last night. Congratulations. But, yeah, your wife even calls you during the show and doesn't even realize that you're doing a show.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I sat in front of her car last year, if you remember, and she's motioning to me all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, what? She writes a note, move, I need my car.
Yeah.
And anyway, but yeah, congratulations are in order. You know, I noticed on Facebook last night, I'm just kind of tooling around because I'm utterly bored last night. So I get on Facebook and think, okay, what do I need to edit on my Facebook profile? Yeah. And I noticed that it didn't say I was married.
Ah.
And so,
that's why all the middle-aged housewives have been messaging you, huh? They say, oh, he's not married.
You know, that has happened. But
Yes,
I put on there, I'm married. And then all of a sudden you see this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've got like 20-some-odd messages. I better see what's going on. And people are congratulating me that I got married yesterday.
Because it comes across the timeline and says Michael Bennett got married.
Yeah. I didn't. And one person put up there that poor lady, which I thought was hilarious.
I agree.
But yes, you do. But anyway, I just wanted to put on there that I'm like, no, I got married in 1994, so I'm getting ready to celebrate my 27th anniversary. Is that right? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. You're the one who's married. You tell me.
I don't know. Hey, did you see this? This is kind of a sad. Well, it is kind of sad news. But today in 2004. Pat Tillman was killed in Afghanistan. I mean, is he probably the most famous athlete that was killed in combat, unfortunately?
Probably so. I can't think of any others.
I can't either. I can't think of a single. Now, I know there's been athletes that have been in, like, for instance, World War II. Joe DiMaggio was famously in it. There were a lot of athletes back then, but I can't think of any others that were killed in action in today's time is what I guess I would say. And Pat Tillman definitely was one of those guys. I mean, what an icon he has become since then.
You know what's really strange is yesterday, I don't even know why I got down this YouTube rabbit hole, but it happens to me more than I'd like to admit. I, for some reason, pulled up the televised 1969 draft. And I was watching it, just fascinated
with
it.
Really bored.
No. I think that's fascinating. I mean, put yourself back in that time. Put yourself as 18 or 19 in 1969. You're watching at home to see if you're going to be drafted into the Army for Vietnam.
No.
Could you imagine how scary that would be?
No, I can't. That's random that you and I brought this kind of topic up. But
yeah.
No, I cannot imagine. I remember because I have a brother that's 13 years older than me. My mom and dad, you said, my sisters told me about it, how they stayed up literally all night long to see if he was going to be drafted into the Army.
And the way that they present it was just so cold-hearted. I mean, it's just so matter of fact. It was just a bunch of old men basically drawing out bingo numbers. It's like they're playing bingo with people's lives.
Me? And I'm
gonna go, it's on YouTube. It's fascinating to watch.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, it looks like they join it in progress. Like, you know, if you were going to do something like that today, they would have, you know, a sort of like a little pre-show, I'm sure, to sort of explain how it all works. And they would start at the first one. When they started the televised event, it was already like, you know, 20 numbers into it.
Wow.
So, like, let's go up here to the top here. If you're born on this day, you're going to be drafted. I mean, could you imagine?
No, absolutely not. Because
what if that happened today?
No.
What if there was a draft in 2021? Could you imagine especially with Twitter and everything now, social media, could you imagine the outrage?
Would be blowing up like crazy. You're absolutely correct. I mean, there might be upheaval going on, but no, I can't imagine something like that. And listen, I've got a very close friend I've known all my life. His name's Colonel Walter Hurd, and he retired from the Special Forces about 8 or 9 years ago. And I sit there and talk to him. It's like, I can't imagine what you've gone through, especially the training you have to go through when you're in Special Forces.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm like, Walter, I have a newfound admiration and respect for you because of all you've done. And he's got a plaque in his office. He lives out in Shelby County. He's got a plaque in his office of all the soldiers that were killed in action under his command.
Yep.
And you talk about a guy that gets emotional when he talks about that plaque. It's amazing. And I can't imagine the burden a lot of these people in the military have. We've gotten totally rabbit hole right now on this. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting about my good friend Walter. And I got to go check this out on YouTube.
Yeah,
now.
Watch it, man, because I'm sitting there like looking for my own birth date.
Yes.
And I was in like the top third. So basically they say, ooh, if you're in the top third, you're going. So if I were born in a different year.
Yeah,
I would be going. I would have gone to Vietnam. It's just scary to watch.
And did you feel that scariness when you
kind
saw
of
that?
A
you
little bit,
been?
Yeah, kind of.
Heck
did.
Yeah, man, that's how I'd feel. I mean, I have a problem just leaving the house and going out of town. There's no way I could be drafted and go across the world.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm that way. But all right, lots to talk about today. Obviously, of course, you got lots of rumors going around, and I'm telling you, it's going to be coming to fruition. It looks like a couple of things, well, a few things are happening within the basketball program, Shannon. And I got the feeling that we're going to be talking about this the entire show. But so yesterday it came out by Jeff Goodman. Like him or don't like him, he's usually pretty good with his information. And what came out is that we've got an assistant coach that's probably leaving. His name is Tony Barbie, and he happens to be, according to Jeff Goodman, he happens to be the front runner for the Central Michigan job.
Mm-hmm.
So now that opens up, if this is the case and this comes to fruition, because there was a lot of talk about Joel Justice leaving as well, and unfortunately for him, I believe one of the Florida assistant coaches got the job at Radnor. But so it's Jeff Goodman is reporting, and I've tried to kind of find out a little bit behind the scenes, and the hints that I'm getting that this is probably going to be coming true sooner than later. So you've got Tony Barbie leaving, and then, as we were talking about yesterday, just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were saying, is there any chance Cal would let a former assistant coach come back? And it looks like that's going to happen.
Yeah, with Orlando Antigua.
Yeah. As soon as you hear that, that Orlando Antigua is coming back to Kentucky, what is the first thought that comes to your mind?
The first thing is we had some pretty good teams when he was here.
Exactly.
So, you know, my mind goes back to, you know, Kentucky getting back on the right track.
Yes.
And hopefully having some really good teams in the future with Orlando back.
Well, exactly. Because, you know, it's been since 2015 since we had a really, really dominating team. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So ever since, you know, Orlando left, 2014. So I'm thinking, man, I'm excited about this. I mean, I really am, because I of all the guys that are out there that can really recruit, I think he's one of the top ones in the country. He is kind of the Vince Merrow of basketball, if you want to ask me.
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Why aren't you willing to go that far? What's your hesitation?
I don't know that. Do you think he recruits like Vince Merrow?
I think he
does
a pretty good job.
Did he do that great a job?
I thought he did.
Okay.
Well, at Kentucky, yes. At Kentucky,
well, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm talking about where did he come from? Is it South Florida? Where was he at?
No. He left Kentucky to go to be the head coach at South Florida, but he was assistant at Memphis.
Right.
And that's where he came from. Well, he came along with Cal, didn't he?
I can't remember. I'm just saying, like, where he just left to go.
Oh, well, he left Kentucky, went to South Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So did he recruit that well down there?
Yeah, but maybe it's the combination of recruiting and having Kentucky behind your name.
Now, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a lot easier. I mean, you're trying to compare him to Vince Merrow. Vince Merrow is doing what he's doing at Kentucky football. He's building this program up. Okay. I feel like Kentucky basketball is already there. Kentucky basketball is the equivalent of Alabama in football.
Yeah, fair enough right there. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit of
I'm not knocking
right
Orlando
there.
Antigua, but I can't compare him to what Vince Merrill's done at Kentucky football.
Yeah. And I guarantee I'm going to get a phone call or a text in the next 5 minutes.
He's going to say Shannon's right.
Exactly. You know, he's going to say, hey, you know what, about dinner Friday night? Forget it, Bennett. Yeah. You're not going with us. I was going to buy and everything.
Yeah.
So, okay. Fair enough to say that, because you're right. And we even said, who's got the tougher job? We talked about this the other day, is Vince Merrow. I mean, he is, to me, the greatest recruiter in the nation, because of the fact it's easy for those guys at Alabama, Georgia, the big predominant schools, and for Kentucky to be able to do what they're doing in the football side. It's just nothing short of phenomenal.
Yeah, recruiting Kentucky basketball should be way easier, just given the history.
It is.
In the lineage, you know.
Time.
Yeah.
Orlando had a tough time at South Florida down in Tampa.
Yeah.
So, because they don't have that kind of known.
But yeah, I mean, long story short, we're getting a little long-winded on this. I think that Orlando Antigua is a great re-addition to the basketball program.
I'm excited about it, and I'm glad it's happening. So let's go ahead and take our first break. You want to give us a call, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at JustTheCatRadio. We got lots more to talk about. We got to talk about this whole saga happening at Iowa, too, with the potential of C.J. Frederick coming in. This is getting on the side of ridiculous. So we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Is this a long intro? I'm trying to figure out who this is.
All right, welcome back to Just the Cats. Michael Bennett apparently isn't going to bring us back. Well, if you want to hear the song, listen to QMF. I play the entire song. I don't interrupt any of the songs in the afternoon.
Well, I just wanted to hear what the song was, and you put it on at a moment where it was a long, drawn-out intro.
That doesn't mean that you don't continue the show.
Well, I wanted to hear. So give me a stinking break, okay? So everybody's tweeting me about Orlando came from Illinois. I knew that. I was messing up. I was just, I don't know why my brain works this way. In my mind, you were talking about where did he leave Kentucky to go to?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking South Florida. Yes, of course he's an assistant to Illinois. And of course, Illinois had a great season, got to the tournament, and did a pretty good job. They were actually my pick until they were surprise beaten. But anyway.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. When assistant coaches leave, I don't really keep up with them very often. Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, can you tell me where all the assistants are from the 2008 season? No.
I couldn't even name
it. Exactly. That's what I mean. So it's hard to keep up. Once they go, I just kind of, you know, I know they're out there somewhere, but I don't really follow what they're doing.
This is one tweet that is going, well, a couple of tweets right here that is going to make my good friend Craig Skinner very happy.
Yeah.
Rick tweeted out, as well as another guy tweeted out, would you please talk about volleyball?
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Well, okay,
call in, Rick. Call in and tell us what you know about volleyball.
Yes, that's very true. Listen, I'm not going to claim to know everything about the volleyball game. I do love watching these young ladies play. And I tell you what, I guarantee you, if this was normal times and we didn't have this issue with COVID, hopefully, and we don't next year, I bet you there's going to be more people that attend volleyball games or at least pay attention a little more to UK volleyball because of this run that they've had.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this is going to be great for recruiting.
And
I guess that goes without saying, but you're going to have, like you said, a lot more people who are interested in the sport. I'm sure this is going to help with attendance. Once things get back to normal, people will be wanting to actually go watch volleyball.
And it's fun. I mean, TV, which usually doesn't give it justice, but to go watch it live, it is a very exciting sport. So tonight at 7 o'clock on the big channel, they're on ESPN, they're going to be playing Washington, and UK overall is 3-1 versus Washington, but their three games that they won, unfortunately, dates back to 1988, and then also they lost to them to Washington back in the 2019 regional semis. So that's what's going on with that. It'll be tonight. I don't know if I can watch it or not, Shannon. I want Craig to win this championship so bad.
See, it's always about you.
It is.
It's got nothing to do with you. I promise you. If the volleyball team loses, it's not because Michael Bennett watched or did not watch.
I'm going to have to get some CBD.
So you should go ahead and watch it. Go ahead and watch it.
What if they lose the first game? I watch the complete thing, and guess what? They lose. I'm going to feel tremendously guilty that I ruined the juju of the UK volleyball team.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Go to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, now that Davis is back, I put him in the starting spot for sure. But who would be the other four Kentucky starters on an all-Kentucky team? And who do you think are the biggest five busts of all the players that went pro after the freshman season? And did you say Orlando's coming back?
I'm saying Orlando is coming back.
Not confirmed.
It's not official. Exactly. It's okay. Not official.
I caught the end of it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Question.
That's okay. All right, so tell me again, you want to know the starting five of players from Kentucky, from the state of Kentucky?
No, Davis is back. He'd be number one, I know.
Yes.
And then the biggest five busts that went after freshman season.
There we go.
Quite a few of those.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's let you start. Who's the number one in your mind?
Oh, Davis is number one.
No. The biggest bust.
Oh, the biggest bust? That center that was on our championship team, I can't remember his name. He went late in the first round. I don't think he even played. I can't think of his name, though. Maybe someone there can. He was a backup center.
Okay. All right. You're talking about the 2012 team?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. Shannon, I appreciate the phone call. Shannon? Who is your all UK basketball team? Obviously, and I agree with him. Obviously, you got AD right there, Anthony Davis. Who else would there be?
All time? I mean, well, you got to throw in John Wall, I think. You got to throw in Kyle Macy.
Ooh, really? You're throwing in, you're going
old
school, right?
We're going all time, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm throwing Dan Issel.
Yes, yeah. Would you throw in a Pat Riley? If you want to go.
Probably not.
Ralph Beard. I would want to throw in Ralph Beard. Yeah. I think he was one of the unsung heroes you don't hear much about anymore. But I would like to throw Ralph Beard in there. But I always liked Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. He was, and maybe it's because he's on that 2012 championship team. But to me, you also got to throw in Jack Givens. I mean, I don't know how you can't include Jack Givens in one of these lists every single time.
Well, you can only pick five. You gotta take somebody out.
I know, but again, he scored more points than any other person ever in a UK championship.
So there you go. There's our combined all-time Kentucky list. As far as bust, I think Skyle Labissiere comes to mind for me.
See, that was my top one right there, exactly. Anybody else? I can't think of who else would be a bust. I don't know who he was talking about from 2012. Is it Terrence Jones that he might have been talking about? Or no. Oh, Vargas. I bet it was Vargas.
Eloy? Yep.
Yeah, Eloy Vargas or Sam Malone. So All right, let's go back to the phone lines real quick before we have to go to break.
Frank.
Who's up next? Frank, what's all going on? Got about 30 seconds. What's going on?
I'll tell you the answer. He's looking for Daniel Orton.
Daniel Orton, that's right. Okay. You're exactly correct. What else?
If Jamal Mashburn's not on your top five, take the list and put it in the garbage.
That's exactly right. And that's another unsung hero because I think the further away we get from the Jamal Mashburn years, the more we forget. That's a good call right there. So, all right, we got to go to break. 502-571-1080. We'll be back to more of your calls as soon as we get back.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give me a call. Shannon the Dude is my own personal DJ as I'm waiting to hear what song this is. But
well, this is
kidding.
Deep Purple.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
You may have heard of them.
Yes, I've heard of them, and I was never that big of a fan of Deep Purple. Kevin tweeted out, don't forget to mention UK softball beating U of L last night. Yes, I'm not forgetting that. Just give me a minute, and I'll get to it, I promise. But UK softball beat U of L in a walk-off run, so in extra innings. So it's a big deal. So I'm glad that the baseball team got a win out of U of L at U of L, and I'm glad the women's softball team got a win versus U of L. So I'm glad for that. Aren't you, Shannon?
Yeah, why don't you break down what happened in that game?
I'm not going to break down at all. I didn't watch it. I didn't know. I don't know anything about that game. I'm going to tell you right now. I know Larry Vaught was there. If you want to get Larry on the phone, we can talk about the softball game with him. But anyway, Bluegrass Recruiting said, Michael Bennett, there is only one big dog.
Yeah.
I agree with that, and Shannon's right. So, all right, let's talk about the Iowa fans going a little crazy. So, you know, C.J. Frederick, one of their best players, what I like to think, potentially is coming to Kentucky. And the Iowa fan, you think a lot of people complain about U.K. fans. Listen, let me tell everybody out there, every team that is passionate about our fan base that's passionate about their school has crazy fans. Don't tell me it's just Kentucky. Don't tell me Kentucky has the worst. I always love it when somebody says, oh, UK has the worst fans ever. No, they don't. They're just passionate about their team.
And they have a bigger fan base than others, and our 1% is a little bit bigger than everybody else's 1%.
Yeah, so we can create noise when we want to create noise. But have you been seeing a lot of the social media messages that a lot of the Illinois fans have been sending C.J. Frederick?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's been pretty brutal.
What did one guy say? Here it is. He goes, what I said to Frederick was completely normal. He is going to answer at the gates of hell for this. What? For transferring?
Wow. That's pretty hardcore right there. So
I don't even know if that's even serious or if that's supposed to be like tongue-in-cheek. I like to think that that's not a serious tweet.
I hope not. But the way he says it at the very beginning, it's like, what? I for the life of me, I don't get that. And so anyway, so CJ's uncle, and we'll just call him Uncle Joe because that's his name, has gotten involved and talked about how Iowa has really gotten childish about that. Mm-hmm. Have you seen his messages back towards, cause you know, Iowa's gotten involved saying, well, you know, you're not allowed to recruit, insinuating that other schools have gotten involved trying to recruit him before his name was actually put into the transfer portal.
I don't think that I follow Uncle Joe on Twitter. That would be C.J. Frederick's uncle.
We should.
I don't believe I follow him.
Yeah, we need Uncle Joe.
He's not on my list of followers.
Yeah.
Or people I follow. So you tell me what Uncle Joe says.
Well, Uncle Joe said he's just Iowa's acting childish. That's what he's saying. Yeah. So there you go. Let's go back to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
Tell him not to listen to this show then if he doesn't like childish behavior.
Well, that's the truth.
Let's go to Ed.
Oh, my gosh. Ed, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, just a quick thing about Orlando Antigua coming from Illinois.
Yes.
They're going to bring an Adam Miller kid with them.
You know, I just
you would
seem to think that possibly could happen as well, because we, you know, you look back when Cal came from Memphis to Kentucky, Memphis was going to be loaded, and I literally felt bad for Memphis fans because I can't imagine what they went through when Cal left Memphis and came to UK and brought everybody with him. You got to believe that's what's going to happen as well in this situation. Orlando leaves Iowa, and guess what? He might bring a few players with him, in particular this one guy. So you would think that would happen, and logically thinking, I would happen to agree that the possibility is greater than not.
Yeah. That's going to give us about 1,000 players, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Well, don't you think we need 1,000 players exactly after the season we just had? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else before we let you go?
No, that's it.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate the phone call. That's the first, I think that's the first time Ed's ever called. I don't remember his name ever being called, but, thanks for calling in. All right. Let's talk about something else. Did you see where the Indianapolis 500 is going to be the largest event since COVID started?
No. How many people are going to, or expected to be there?
They're going to allow 40% capacity. So, mm-hmm. You know how big, Indianapolis Speedway is. That's 135,000 fans.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought 40. That the Texas Rangers were wilding out down there with their capacity crowds, but
yes. Yeah. Would you feel comfortable going to the Indy 500? They say they're going to spread everybody out.
Yeah.
It's
a
huge facility.
I
wouldn't have any problem.
I would. I mean, I've been vaccinated. Again,
if
we're not going to get back into normal events and do normal things like we did before the virus, what's the point of getting the vaccine?
Yeah.
If you're going to get the vaccine and still be afraid, then why did you get the vaccine?
Well, you're exactly correct.
If you believe that it truly works, then you shouldn't have any worries.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. Dick Vitale got to Twitter yesterday after this whole C.J. Frederick thing. Here's what Dick Vitale, which I thought was quite humorous. He said he's spoken with several coaches that are saying that widespread tampering is going on in recruiting players from the transfer portal. They claim players are informed that school X will offer if you get in the portal. That is pathetic and violates why the rule was put in play.
Mm.
Welcome to the new age of recruiting.
So they reach out. They reach out. Yeah, they reach out to entice players to get into the portal.
Yes. Now, you know, a lot of people have been claiming at Iowa that UK was tampering.
Mm-hmm. I saw that the Iowa, was a compliance Twitter account, which, again, I didn't know existed until yesterday, apparently was tweeting something along the lines saying that it's illegal to have contact until the player is actually in the portal.
And see, it's going back to what Uncle Joe was saying that, listen, Iowa's acting childish. UK has never reached out to CJ before he put his name in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
With all that's going on, you got to believe Iowa is pointing fingers at UK.
Certainly feels like it. I don't think that was coincidental that tweet just so happened to come out yesterday after the talk of him
that
possibly
tweet,
going to Kentucky.
And then I want to know who Dick Vitale is referring to. Because
I don't know. Your buddy's with him. Why don't you call him up and ask him?
Oh, my gosh. Come on, Michael. Come on. Let's get going. Let's get this interview going. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. We're about as good friends as Matt and I are. So I'm not going to claim that at all.
You don't make many friends around here, do you?
I don't have many friends. iHeart hates me, by the way. I don't know why.
What do you mean iHeart hate? iHeart does not hate you.
The management at iHeart does not like Michael Bennett.
That
I'm going to tell you that right
now. Not true.
It is true. But let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Kentucky Joe.
Kentucky Joe, what's going on?
Well, I'm going to tell you, iHeart needs to know that you're a jovial teddy bear.
Well, I don't think they think that, but go ahead, Joe. What else you got?
Well, I want to talk about the volleyball. I mean, we're talking about basketball. That's fine. Good. Excuse me.
Yes.
Linda Gordon, right, the mayor of Lexington, had a special day for the volleyball players. It would be nice, I think, even after I totally believe we win tonight and, Saturday night for the finals.
Yeah, that's correct.
It'd be nice to have a celebration for the girls at Rupp or somewhere.
With
COVID, you know, worried about COVID. It'd be nice. Because I tell you, but it's made Kentucky a volleyball school. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Craig, listen, Joe, I'm going to tell you right now. Craig Skinner is going to go down as the greatest volleyball coach at UK. He's done a phenomenal job. It's good to hear from you. I hope you get that cough over yourself. But, you know, they could do this, Shannon. They could celebrate for the volleyball team. It doesn't have to be at Rupp Arena. You could just simply spread everybody out. Well, you got the COVID stuff going on.
Yeah.
I was going to say you could do it at the stadium, and you can't do it. Well, shoot. I'm with Joe. They should have some sort of celebration. Now, you weren't here, but I put out a tweet while you were on vacation asking the local Louisville sportscasters to at least talk a little bit about UK volleyball. Well, one blocked me because I said that.
One blocked you?
One blocked
me. Who blocked you?
Kent Taylor of Wave 3 blocked me because I asked them to simply talk about UK volleyball. Well, don't you think that's a little ridiculous?
He blocked your shot. You tried to spike on him, and he blocked you.
Evidently. I tried to go up to the net and slam one down his throat, and he blocked me and just put it right back at me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that's the way it goes when it's the life of Michael Bennett. So, yeah, maybe a lot of people don't like me. I don't know.
I'll tell you who won't block you.
Who?
It's our friends at ClearPoint IT.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to try to help you out. Technology in focus.
Did you see? Did you see where Geico was infiltrated by somebody, and they got everybody's license numbers and all the information off their license?
Yeah, that's scary. I mean, we talk about it. It happens every single day, and it's not just big businesses. A lot of times, it's small and medium sized businesses, and they never get announced publicly. You don't really hear about them. But trust me, if you have a business and you're not protected, you need to call these guys. They'll take care of you. We know that addressing and talking about and quantifying IT inside a company isn't really a topic that a lot of people want to, bring up.
It's not sexy.
Yeah, it's not a sexy topic.
It's not sexy at all.
That's right. But being proactive about keeping the bad guys off your network isn't just a luxury for the Fortune 500 companies. It's a necessity that every business needs to stay on top of. And if you get hacked, it's too late. And the breach will impact your balance sheet, your P&L. Just ask Target and Facebook, Parler, all these others that have already been hacked. It's too late for those guys, but it's not for you. If you own a business, you need to give these guys a call. You can go to clearpointit.com or just call 502-836-2442. It's 502-836-2442 for ClearPoint IT, technology in focus.
You're going to save money. That's right. You're going to save money. Call our good friend Dan, and he'll be able to take care of you or whomever there at ClearPoint IT. So give them a try. Good people over there, and it's a local company, which I really – but they can help you anywhere. It doesn't matter where you live. They can help you. That's ClearPoint IT. All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. When we come back, Shannon, I got to talk about a tweet that came out from OVW yesterday. Okay. So, it's an interesting picture, and I got to discuss it for a minute. So we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call or tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon, I know you're not too happy about this, but Dylan Dissou from Vanderbilt, the forward down there in Nashville, has entered the transfer portal.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what was going so bad. I mean, I know Vanderbilt didn't have a good season, but he was also a big reason they didn't have a great season with him being injured.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like they had a really good, not a really good, but a decent team.
Very much so.
When they were at full strength.
Yes, very much so. I mean, they played Kentucky well. I mean,
the record didn't look good for Vanderbilt, but they lost a lot of close games, much like Kentucky's season last year.
Very much so. Yep. Very much so. I mean, there wasn't much of a difference there. Yes, we might have won maybe one or two more games, but we were pretty much even with them.
Right.
Listen, I like their coach down there, and not only does he dress extremely well, but I think he's doing a good job for a tough recruiting place that is for basketball. But listen, Dissou, of all the players UK should be going after, he averaged 18 points and 11 rebounds per game versus Kentucky alone.
Yeah, I don't know too many players who have averaged a double-double against Kentucky.
Exactly. So if I'm John Calipari, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is a guy we should consider.
But they didn't consider Scottie Pippen Jr., another Vandy guy.
Yeah, I know.
Who literally said Kentucky was his dream school. Sorry, we don't have room for you on this roster here over Kentucky.
I don't get that one.
I think that was a big whiff.
Well, but he would have been one of those players. He would have been here. He didn't really develop till later in his career at Vanderbilt, though. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. I mean, he obviously wasn't good enough to be a one and done.
Right.
But he's pretty solid.
Oh,
he's pretty solid.
And watch him get in the NBA and just really light it up. Yep. So he's one of those players. I'm happy for him. Listen, it's got to be tough growing up in a household behind your dad, who happens to be a guy named Scottie Pippen Sr.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be really difficult, and try and live up to your dad's expectations and performance from his past life.
Yeah.
So it's got to be difficult. Let's go back to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
Mickey.
Mickey, what's going on?
Good Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Doing well.
Doing great. Thank you.
Earlier in the call, Shannon made mention of the military lottery.
Yes.
And in 1972, I was a freshman in college, and it was nearing the end of the Vietnam War, but we had a lottery, and I came in from class one day, and in my dorm, the guys were there, and he goes, "What's your birthday? We're going to call the radio station. They're having the lottery, and they will tell us your lottery number." And I said, "I don't want to know." And they said, "Oh, come on, we're all doing it." And I said, "Nope, just got a bad feeling about it. Don't want to know."
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they kept on. Long story short, they got my birth date, and they called. And they came back to my room. They all were just standing there. And they said, "We know your lottery number." And I said, "How'd you get my birth date?" They said, "It's irrelevant. Your lottery number is 365.
Oh.
Woo. So my birth date that year was the very last one called. And my mom, she saved the Courier Journal that day that showed all that. I still have that.
I think that means you won the lottery. I think that means you won the lottery, Mitch.
You did win the lottery.
Yeah.
I had some friends in college, and they were like in the 30s, and they were not called that year. So
things
were winding down. But anyway, interesting story.
Mickey, you're glad. You should be happy that your friends aren't jerks like mine, because my friends would go, "Sorry, we got some bad news. You're number one, even if I was 365. That's the type of friends I hang around.
Well, deservedly, though. I'll tell you that. Where were you? I'm curious where you were going to college at that time.
I was at Western Kentucky.
You were at Western. Okay, that's a great story, because I tell you what, I think my friend Shannon would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have
said
probably.
Shannon said he saw it on YouTube. I didn't see that particular one on YouTube, but I am looking at the numbers. They show them out there for 1972. And now that he said that, I think I'll copy this and put that with my my other Courier Journal article about it. That'd be a nice keepsake.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Mickey. Thank you for calling, man.
Thanks for calling in. Good
appreciate
talk.
Appreciate it now.
Yep. See ya.
I absolutely appreciate you. That's a great story, because I'm telling you, I'd be scared to death. I'm like him. I would not want to know what my draft number was.
Well, and you're going to find out sooner or later.
Well, you are, and I would be in absolute agony.
Wouldn't you want to find out so that you could run for the border? give me a head start?
They'd still catch me. I mean, I'd get to the Canadian border, and they'd say, "Are you Michael Bennett? Get the heck out of here."
Yeah. So
that's what would happen to me. Listen. I
can tell you, if I was watching that, I would definitely need some cornbread hemp.
Yes, exactly.
Just to calm me down. No doubt about it. I'd have to probably take all those gummies. And, you know, we've talked about how much you and I love the cornbread hemp CBD gummies. Always full spectrum, as potent as the law allows. Flower-only extraction, no seeds or stems here. And it's Kentucky's first USDA-certified organic CBD products that they have at cornbreadhemp.com. And they back it with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it, send it back for a full refund. But I promise you, you're going to love their products. You can get 25% off your first order with promo code CATS at cornbreadhemp.com. And as we mentioned, Michael, what are the three things that it helps with most?
Anxiety, pain, and suffering.
Not suffering.
I don't remember.
Sleep.
Sleep, that's it.
My gosh. What kind of endorser are you? Pain and suffering.
There you go. Clinton tweeted out, "Michael Bennett, Shannon Dude, got home from work last night, and my cornbread came in the mail with promo code CATS. I saved a bunch of big-time money."
There you go. Thank you for supporting our advertisers.
Our sponsors, exactly. Yeah. So go to cornbreadhemp.com, use promo code CATS, and you'll save a bunch of 25% off your first order. Or if you need it sooner, go to Amazon. You can order it off Amazon. They do a great job. They're a great local company, and Shane and I love supporting them because they support us as well. All right, did you see the picture, Shannon, of you on the OVW tweet last night?
Yeah, it's the same picture that's on the website.
I gotta tell you, it's not a flattering picture. And I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, I mean, I am in radio.
That's not it. You are extremely photogenic. You deny it, but I'm telling you right now, that is true. You are photogenic. And to see you with Mr. Spectacular in those pictures, and you got your real fancy jacket, wrestling jacket, manager jacket on, I think you look great. But this is not a flattering picture of you last night.
Why don't you write them and tell them they need to get a better picture of me?
Is that what I should do?
Yeah.
Who do I address the letter to?
Nick Coffey.
Oh, is that what I do? Yeah. Nick Coffey is the one.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe that's the reason it's coming out that way.
Do you think I look old in the picture?
I think you look like 20 years old.
I think they put the old man filter on there. You know that filter that ages you?
Yes. Yeah, because we've got one that somebody took of us a few years back that made us look.
Yeah, usually, you know, they Photoshop all the wrinkles and stuff out. I think in this case, they put a few wrinkles in for this picture. They want to make me look like a grizzled veteran.
Hey, if you're looking for a job as a marine mechanic, go to SMI Marine. Give them a try here in Louisville. Everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.